Close your eyes and notice how you breathe. Ask yourself, is the way I breathe comfortable? If it's not, you can change. Look at the meditation as an opportunity to breathe in a way that feels really good. Not too long, not too short, not too heavy, not too light. Experiment for a while to see what that would mean. Get fully sensitive to your body and the way you breathe. Try to stay here. Think of the Buddha's instructions. Concentration is something to be developed because it's part of the path to the end of suffering. So you work on this. If the mind wanders off, you don't just let it continue wandering, you bring it right back. Try to be alert to what the mind is doing, be alert to the breath. Because this can make a difference. As the Buddha said, we come to the world with ignorance, and we apply our ignorance to the world around us. It's not the case that we simply take in input from outside. We have some preconceived notions that we apply. Sometimes those notions come from just the state of the body, your mood, past experience, things you've done in the past, things you've seen or heard in the past. And the Buddha said, if it's not in line with the Four Noble Truths, it's ignorance. You're causing yourself suffering. People wonder why the Buddha focused on the problem of suffering. Well, it's because after his awakening, he looked around the world, and that's what he saw all over the place, people causing themselves suffering by the preconceived notions they bring to things. So you replace those preconceived notions. And it's not just the notions, it's also how you experience your body. You can breathe in a way that feels really good all over the body. That'll help to shake up some of your old preconceived notions. Then ask yourself, what am I doing that's raising the level of stress right now? Can I change that? When you think in those terms, that's when you bring some knowledge. Even though it's questions, you're asking the right questions that can lead to knowledge. And why would we do that? We begin to see that the Buddha was right, that the way we look at the world is causing us to suffer. So we've got to change that way. And here is a good place to start, right, with the breath. The breath is the basis for all your actions. It's also the basis for how you experience your body right now. Those are two big influences on how you maintain or change your preconceived notions. Breathe in a comfortable way. It's a lot easier to think in comfortable ways. And when your actions come from a breath that's comfortable, you're more likely to act in skillful ways. When you act in skillful ways, you'll learn more. So be willing to shake up your preconceived notions, step back from them a bit, and recreate some new ones in line with the Buddha's instructions on how you want to get to the end of suffering. Take advantage of the fact that these teachings are available. It's so easy to forget them. We live in a world where there's lots and lots and lots of wrong view. So we have to stake out right view as our refuge. Stake out the Buddha's recommendations. Suffering is to be comprehended, its cause is to be abandoned, its cessation is to be realized, and you do that by developing the path. Like you're doing right now, you're developing right concentration. Stick with it, and you'll see that it makes a big difference. A difference for the good.